The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development, and we are grateful to have Bob Heck. If anyone, I'm glad we're not on TV because I'm hosting the show from the guest seat. Bob's operating the board as the guest. Whatever.
So what was the point of me doing this? If you were just going to tell everybody anyways, you know? I was going to be secret. I wasn't going to say anything.
It's all fine. I was like, Bob, do you want to be a guest on the show today? That would be so great. We have a lot to talk about. Also, do you want to operate the board? Sure, that all sounds great.
I was a little upset, and then you said it was your birthday, and yes. I'm like, oh, it's your birthday. I got to do it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're recording this on my birthday, so thank you for doing that. But I come in here every week or two to record this, and I'm always like, Bob, I heard you on this. Bob, I heard you on this. So I thought it'd be cool to talk about all that. High school sport action, man. The last one I saw you at was the PHS baseball game, which was a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that was brutal right from the beginning.
Yeah, but talk to the people about, we hear you and you know all the names. What's your process to broadcast one of those?
It's a lot of fun. Obviously, the Pittsfield schools, I have all the rosters and I've gotten to know those guys and girls throughout the year, you know, having covered their games. And then I'll reach out to the opposing AD if it's outside of Berkshire County and try and get a roster from them. And 95% of the time they send it right to me, and 5% of the time it's a massive pain in the butt. But I always try and be prepared with the rosters because you never want to say, oh, there's that guy.
Yeah.
And you want to try and be as prepared as possible. And I try and if it's a team I'm not familiar with, I'll hop online, see if I could see some of their games and kind of go from there just to see what their strategies might be and what they do.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparation going into it for sure, because you are so like, oh, that's so-and-so number five, so-and-so number five. And you also have to kind of know what you're doing with the sport that you're broadcasting. Like,
yes.
If you're broadcasting a baseball game, you have to know, obviously, how many outs there are, how many innings there are, balls and strikes. And so that's a lot of work, too.
Yeah, and particularly where we broadcast from in center field, I don't always get a great view of the umpire making the call. So sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes I got to ask Jeff, who's typically the camera person there, is that a strike or a ball? And we sort of do it off mic. We have our hand signals. But yeah, I mean, I have a score sheet, so I'm scoring the game. So I know so-and-so had an RBI double in his first at-bat.
Yeah, that's...
And things like that. So yeah. It's about trying to have as much information about an at-bat or about what a player's doing without being overwhelming, because it gets to a point where you're trying to call the game.
Yeah.
And it can be overwhelming if you're trying to track, you know, particularly in basketball. Like, I track points and I track fouls. There's some who try and track rebounds and steals and stuff like that. I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah.
You know, especially with
constant.
A game like basketball, yeah, where it's quick, you,
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and basketball is also a fun girls, boys, basketball teams and sports and games. So also you go away. Let's talk about that. Like, how much does it cost? And you reach out for sponsors, and the community usually comes up with the sponsorships to make it happen.
Yeah, we traditionally try and stay in Pittsfield or within Berkshire County as we can. But once you get to, you know, neutral site games, they're playoff games. We don't typically go on the road for a regular season game in Springfield, but if it's a playoff game, yeah, we'll go. And the community really does come together. And once you get to the Final Four in the MIAA, we're not allowed to do television anymore, because the MIAA has their own paid service.
Oh.
So you got to pay to watch the games. So we typically do them on the radio as we can. And yeah, the community always comes together for that. And, you know, we always take care of them. And the MIA charges us $100. And, you know, there's gas, which is a little more extensive nowadays. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, thanks for being out there. I am a listener often. If I'm not at the game, I listen. And it's cool to listen and be able to be there. So that's WTBR, PCTV, and Bob Heck and the behind the scenes guys. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's fun for us. And we don't do it for the recognition, but it's cool to, you know, be recognized for going out there. I was at the station. I do music bingos Tuesday nights at Shire Tavern, and Taconic was having their prom at the Stationery Factory upstairs. And I was talking with somebody. He's like, "Oh, you're the guy that does the basketball games?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's me.
Yes, that's you. And we are gearing up for the 4th of July parade. So I was like, "Bob, we got a lot to talk about. We can talk about basketball, sports, baseball, and the 4th of July parade, which is coming up quicker than we realize, for sure." So I wanted to, you know, let people know what PCTV and WTBR does all behind the scenes. I remember one year Sean Sears said to me, "When it's over, we come back, unload, and then that following Monday, we start planning for the next year."
That's pretty much the case, you know. And they're doing back end stuff right now.
Yeah.
They've started already on the back end stuff. I don't typically get involved with it until, you know, setup day. And obviously, we got I secure underwriters for it. We got great underwriters this year. I'm so excited. And but they're already working on, you know, packages and graphics and stuff like that. So it's basically, you know, when I come in after doing the underwriting and stuff like that is, you know, the day before. If you're out and about on July 3rd and you're in Park Square, you'll see us in front of the Crown Plaza just setting up. And we're there for hours and hours and hours. And it's either usually rainy or 124 degrees.
There's no in between.
So, yeah. And we're basically there all day setting up. And then we're back out there at 6 o'clock the next morning doing the final touches, getting ready for the parade at 10.
Yeah, that's wild. And this broadcast is broadcast all over anyone can watch it with a link.
It's stunning how many people watch. And, you know, we have it up on our Facebook page. We put it up on a server so public access channels throughout New England can take it, and a lot of them do. And, you know, we also have it on our PCTV Select app. We also have it on the Pittsfield Parade right on the front page of their website. So it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Facebook, it's always crazy to hear, you know, "Oh, watching from Pittsburgh. Oh, watching from Florida." And and it's not just, and a lot of our Pittsfield transplants, people have left the area, retired, moved down south. But, you know, there are just people who like the Pittsfield 4th of July parade, and they just tune in just because they enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. The Pittsfield 4th of July parade is on the 4th of July. The theme this year is America 250. The committee is inviting participants to bring local history to life by celebrating the people, places, and eras that have shaped Pittsfield and the Berkshires. This is such a great write-up. From early settlement and revolutionary roots to industrial growth, post-war traditions, today's creative community, and the next generation, parade entries are encouraged to reflect Pittsfield's story through specific historical events, defining moments, eras, decades, or generations. And Pittsfield has a crazy history in all of those things mentioned: revolutionary roots, industrial growth, post-war traditions, creative community. And so it'll be cool. It's always cool to see the parade entries and how people take the theme and run with it.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these floats are really impressive, and it's fun to see every year. Of course, the fire departments come. Some of them bring their really old trucks. I mean, my dad was a firefighter, so I'm into all that. I geek out about all that stuff. Anyway, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. So great. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on TBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bob Heck is here today to talk about PCTV, WTBR, 4th of July Parade, just all the cool things going on in the community these days. 4th of July is coming up, as we said, so quickly. The month of June is flying right by, and the 4th of July is going to be here before we know it. And Pittsfield's 4th of July parade is epic. I mean, it really is. People come out for it. Thousands of people come out, and then they get to watch it through the PCTV channels, which is awesome. And it's 2 hours long.
Yeah. You know, what always, like, does it for me is, like I said, we get out there by, like, 6 a.m. on the 4th to start setting up, and the chairs are already out there, and the people are already out there, and it's wild.
Yeah, it's, like, it's community. It's community at its best. I mean, we get out there, put chairs out, go have some breakfast, make a morning of it, and then for 2 hours, people have come and watched it and think it's going to be 30 minutes, friends and family, and we're like, no, it's 2 hours long. So things just keep coming, and the bands and the dancing and the balloons, it's awesome.
It's remarkable the amount of talent from throughout the country that they bring in here. A couple of years ago, they had a marching band literally from Ireland.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's crazy that people come out for that.
Yeah. And here they are here in Pittsfield. So we're grateful for the Pittsfield Parade Committee and all that they do to prep for this wonderful 4th of July parade. And the run, the 5K run is also fun. That starts at 9 o'clock right before the parade. And I love sitting there with my coffee watching the runners go by.
Yeah, that's before we go on the air, so I get an opportunity to watch the runners come by. You get that first wave where they're like, you got the serious runners, and then the second wave where you have like the amateurs and the
strollers and tutus and fun costumes.
Then you get into the third wave where they're wearing the costumes and and stuff like that. Then you get into the fourth wave where it's they're just walking. They're just having a casual time out there. It's all good.
It's fun. So that starts at 9 o'clock. And what's really cool for that is kids 18 and under are free to register for that run. So you can do that. Go online and look for the Pittsfield 5K, Pittsfield 4th of July 5K. And you can register for free if you're a kid 18 or under, which is awesome. And again, unheard of.
It is. It's good and bad because my oldest is 17. She says she's going to run this year. And I'm like, you've never ran a day in your life. Are you going to prep for it? No. It's, how hard could it be? It's a 5K. And
just like, walk.
Yeah. Just you're going to have problems. It's not going to be good for you.
Well, also, there's time to prep. Right now,
like you could go exactly.
You could go out.
She
and be
won't
prepping.
Do that. Well, she thinks this is a walk in the park, and it's like a 5K is a lot.
A 5K is a lot. A 5K is a lot. You're right. You think you're just out there, and by the first half mile, I'm dying, and then it's done.
So yeah,
we applaud all the runners.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you ever see me running, you should run too, because that means I'm running from something.
Well, we like to, as I said, I have my cup of coffee and watch the runners go by. So I will look for your daughter. Is that Kendall?
Kendall, yeah.
Yeah. So Ben and Sam usually run it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Too. So, and then Ben runs and is in the Berkshire Theater Group thing. So a lot of people do both, which I'm imagining. Your daughter will be multitasking, yes, as she does. So that's the Pittsfield 4th of July Parade is on the 4th of July, always. 10 a.m. step off, and the run is before that at 9 a.m. The Pittsfield Parade Committee also hosts the 4th Annual Car Show, which benefits the Pittsfield Parade. That's on Sunday, July 5th in the McKay Street Garage from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All cars are welcome. There's an entry fee with a suggested donation, and of course, the proceeds support the Pittsfield Parade. There's awards given, a food truck. That's also a nice vibe. You think, okay, the 4th of July parade, woo, everything's done. And then, no, the Pittsfield Parade Committee, the next day, they have a car show.
Yeah, I've never been to the car show because I'm typically so wiped from July 4th to even consider going. But kudos to them.
It's a great vibe for sure. And rain or shine, because it's in the McKay Street parking garage. If it's raining, they go inside the garage, which is great. Are you into the World Cup?
So what typically happens with me is I'm not into the World Cup, and I say the World Cup's stupid, and I don't know why anyone watches it, and then it starts.
And then
I'm like, yeah, World Cup. I really got into the last one, like towards the end of the knockout stages, because there's like two games happening at once. And if this one scores here, this team gets knocked out. But if that one scores, this team. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And I think it's cool. I am not into soccer as much as most people are.
No, I'm not either.
But I think this is really cool that there's a bunch of people hosting World Cup watch parties.
Hot Plate
Brewing is hosting World Cup watch parties, matches on both screens, celebrating the USA's home opener. So the USA's home opener is Friday, June 12th at 9 p.m.
They must be on the West Coast then.
And they're having a something, USA Paraguay, they're having a block party outside on School Street, and 9 p.m. is the match.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Friday.
Oh, that's not as bad then.
And then the youth soccer.
Did you say June 12th? It's like next week.
It's this week.
It's this
in
week?
2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
We're recording this on the 10th, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so June. So the matches start this week.
Okay.
And then they go through June 27th, this says, but they're later than that. This only goes through June 27th at Hot Plate. And also on June 12th, the Youth Soccer Association is hosting an event at the Common for a watch party. That starts at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so
wow.
They have these cool projectors. I'm like, how can you see outside?
Yeah, I was just going to say
They have this really cool thing where you can see during the day on the projector. So people are getting into it, man. There's a good soccer community in the Berkshires.
There is a good soccer community, and they usually yell at me when I say, the World Cup's stupid. I don't know anyone. Yeah.
And then you're watching it.
Well, yeah, then I get sucked in, and that's what's happened the past few times.
Yeah,
so.
It's exciting. So I'm excited about the excitement, and I think it's cool that people are getting into it. So go Team USA. But also it's all funny because a lot of Americans are not rooting for Team USA because they know the other teams better because they play more widely, I guess, around the world. So I have friends rooting for other teams besides Team USA, which is also great, too.
By
Gillette Stadium's hosting.
No. Boston Stadium.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's Gillette Stadium, but the FIFA makes them change their name to Boston Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're covering up all the banners. They're covering up everything there. It's going to be this.
Because of the sponsorships.
I have no. I think so. I think that has something to do with it. Okay. But yeah, it's Boston Stadium. About an hour from Boston.
No, this is what people don't understand. At least they're not calling it Western Mass because it's not. I mean, that would be like calling Western Mass in Springfield, the stadium in Springfield, the Western Mass. People keep going west. Go west. Mm-hmm. Go further. So it's called Boston Stadium.
That's what they're calling it for the World Cup, yes.
What are they calling? Do you know what they're calling other stadiums, like MetLife?
I don't.
Because MetLife is all.
I'm sure it's been it's going to be changed to
New
something.
York,
I know
New York Stadium.
I know, quote-unquote, Arrowhead Stadium. They've been forced to cover up all the Chiefs stuff, and that's going to be called Kansas City Stadium.
Oh.
So I assume it's New York Stadium.
Yeah, probably.
Which is funny because it's not even in New York.
It's in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I know. So funny. All right. So these are little tidbits. I didn't know that. So that's a lot of work to be covering up all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the deal. You want the World Cup? You got to do it FIFA's way.
Yeah. All right. So World Cup action starts this weekend, June 11th, 12th, and it goes for months. No, weeks.
Well, weeks. Yeah.
Weeks. And there are a lot of watch parties in Pittsfield, specifically at Hot Plate, which is awesome. Hotplate.com. You can find out more information, or lovepittsfield.com, which is our website. A couple of art calls to talk about. The Let It Shine Emerging Artists Call for Art has a deadline of June 14th, so hopefully you're listening to this before that. That is the emerging artist who will work alongside mentor artist Jesse Tobin McCulley to help bring a new community mural to the life in downtown Pittsfield this summer. You can go to milltownfoundation.org and click on Let It Shine or lovepittsfield.com. Berkshire Art Association has an art call out there for Tune In. This is open through June 29th. The BAA invites artists from the New England states and New York to showcase their original art in all media for a biennial juried exhibition, Tune In. All artwork must have been made within the past 2 years. Hey, you could do something for that. Tune In. Maybe you should like make a fancy radio or something. You should think about this because everyone has a different interpretation of what Tune In is, and that's what the BAA is all about. They do these art calls and they want everyone to have a different interpretation, and the art that comes in is really cool because I think of something, you think of something, other people think of something, but when I think of you and Tune In, I think of the radio. So maybe you could do something with that.
I'll have to think about it. I mean, my artistic abilities haven't evolved beyond stick figures. I don't know. We'd have to get a little creative on that.
Think about that. Get your family involved. Your daughters probably could have some ideas on that for sure. Another thing happening in Pittsfield and the Berkshires, the Berkshire Athenaeum is announcing an annual short story contest. They do this every year, and it's amazing. 29th annual short story writing contest for young adults. The contest is officially open. Submissions will be accepted through Saturday, August 1st, open to ages 6 to 18. Young writers throughout the community are invited to put their imaginations to work, craft original stories, and share their unique perspectives through the written word. Love that.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah. And our youth is a little more creative in the writing than we are. Even with AI, they get creative in the writing, for sure. This is cool. The Farmers Market on Saturday, June 13th, which again, we're recording this on June 10th. It's this weekend coming up. The Berkshire Museum is collaborating with the City of Pittsfield and Roots Rising at the Farmers Market for a Hawaiian cultural heritage celebration. Come celebrate Hawaiian culture with free activities provided by the Kula Manu Club from Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, these students from this school in Hawaii are coming to the Berkshire Museum, which is cool. There's this really awesome backstory involving a cape that they were involved in bringing back to its heritage, and they're recreating it and giving it to the Berkshire Museum. So this group of students is coming from Hawaii to be a part of this ceremony on Friday, and then they're doing a celebration at the farmers market on Saturday. So that's very cool. And the museum announced their reopening.
Yeah, it's coming up. The 29th
reopening
of July.
Reopening its doors to the public on Wednesday, July 29th, following a transformational renovation that sets the stage for an exciting new chapter. Among the new experiences and exhibitions coming to the museum are Cabinets of Curiosities and Voices of Rebellion, Berkshire's Revolutionary Legacy, along with the centerpiece of work, state-of-the-art aquarium, located in the heart of the museum's first floor, featuring dozens of terrestrial and aquatic species. I've heard the aquarium is going to be so cool. They moved it from the basement to the first floor.
Oh, wow.
Where the theater was.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to, I think that there were so many people that went to the museum before that didn't even know there was an aquarium because you had to go downstairs to find
it.
But now I think it's going to be the centerpiece. You're going to walk in and be like, oh, there's the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very cool. So congratulations to the Berkshire Museum. They are reopening on July 29th. Follow them along their social media pages for more information on that. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM. We are going over all of the things with Bob Heck that WTBR and PCTV have up their sleeve, including the 4th of July parade, which happens at 10 a.m. on the 4th of July, with a cool theme of America. America 250. Pittsfield celebrates the generations. Lots of America 250 going on in Pittsfield and the Berkshires and, of course, across America.
Well, yes, absolutely.
But I feel like Massachusetts just gets into this theme more than others, obviously, because of its historical relevance in all of it. But America 250 is the theme of the parade, 4th of July at 10 a.m. And PCTV has already started the preparations, basically starting on July 6th or 7th
of last year,
going through, because you need to get all the underwriters lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any underwriters that have been in it for decades?
I mean, Greylock's been our major sponsor for the, I wouldn't say decades, because we sort of just started selling underwriting on the parade. A few years ago. So, yeah, they've been our major sponsor. Beacon Bank. Hudpuckers is doing it this year,
which
we're really excited about. Berkshire Community College, they always support us. KJ Nosh always supports us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No,
yeah. We are lucky to have a giving community.
Absolutely. And they're getting something out of it. I mean, 18,000 people watch this thing, so they'll get there too. You know,
18,000 people
across all of the platforms. Yeah,
we're
roughly about 18,000 people. I mean, not at once. They'll watch.
No.
Because a lot of times, if you're in the parade, you will go back and watch the entire parade because you missed it. You're right. You only got to see the one in front of you.
Yeah.
You know. So a lot of times, a lot of people go back and watch the parade several different times.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. That is good. So the 4th of July parade is most often on the 4th of July. There is, that is the case this year. What day of the week is the 4th of July?
Saturday. Yeah.
Nice. So Saturday, July 4th, 10 a.m. step off. And then Sunday the 5th, the parade committee will also host the 4th annual car show. I should mention that the first Fridays at 5 is taking a break in July because of the 4th of July events. And we will be back on Friday, August 7th. We had an amazing June celebration downtown. That one was sponsored by Mountain One. August is coming up, sponsored by Guardian. And we are excited. May and June, I don't like to say it out loud. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm not going to say it out loud. We're very successful in all of the ways. So we hope that that trend continues for August and September, because it's coming up quickly. Again, all of these things that we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com for the events going on in Pittsfield. And please sign up for our newsletter, which you also can do on lovepittsfield.com at any point. That goes out every Wednesday and talks about the events of the week plus coming up in Pittsfield. World Cup watch parties, short story contests, calls for art, Hawaiian cultural celebrations, and the parade festivities. Woo! Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, no problem.
This has been really fun. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bob Heck joined me today from WTBR and PCTV, and I'm grateful that he hopped in the seat and joined me. So
yeah,
thank
happy
you.
Happy to be here.
All right. Have a great week, everyone.